coming to you live from the city that time forgot. It's the Nate Darling Show with Becca Costello, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. Now, your favorite blacksmith, here's Nate.
Forging ahead with another episode of the show.
Ah.
Hi, people. What's going on?
I'm still kind of confused by that opening. Is it a Gold Rush reference?
Well, Land That Time Forgot, and, you know, sort of like frozen in a moment of time. I know it's a little heady and concepty, but hey, we've got four opens. What do you want?
We could be high concept on this show.
Yeah.
Just clue me in.
It's free, for God's sake.
We can be whatever we want.
Yeah, it's a free show. Yeah. Two of them a week. Where else are you going to get two free shows? Oh, wait, a lot of places. But still, it's two free shows a week that we do for you because we care, because we like you. And we ask so little of you. If you could, if you enjoy the show, tell a friend. I enjoy the Nate Darling Show.
And like us on Facebook.
You can like us on Facebook. There's bonus content on Facebook, stuff that doesn't necessarily translate to the show.
Bonus.
I'll throw it on there. So there'll be weird news stories or things that are visual that you have to actually see. Those will show up on our Facebook page every now and then. Coming up on the show today, what do we got here? We got a lot of stuff going on. We're going to play a spirited round of What Would You Rather? We will talk again about the mayor of Toronto and the crack starter fund. Did it meet its goal? Did they raise enough money to buy the video of the mayor of Toronto smoking crack?
Suspense.
Yeah. A very bad threesome. So,
Hi, church friends. a bad trinity of sorts.
Yeah.
No?
An unholy trinity, if you will.
Oh, that's even better than what I said.
Did it happen in Florida?
No, it did not. It did not make Florida Corner. It happened in Delaware.
Delaware.
I know. Hey.
What am I doing in Delaware?
What else are you going to do in Delaware but have a bad threesome?
The first state, Delaware. So those things are all coming up. I wanted to start out, Christiana, you famously have kids because I mentioned it here. to my knowledge, you did not do this at any point. At least I didn't see anything or any evidence of it. Have you seen people posting naked photos of their kids on Facebook?
There's photos of my kids. My kid, I don't have more than one, I don't think.
that you know about.
That I know, I don't know. As I say, there was a curtain. I don't know what they pulled out from down there.
it's like
no
magic.
Proof she's mine.
Illusion.
Exactly. I've posted pictures of my kid in like the tub. I think Rob's profile picture right now is her in the tub.
But just her.
She's probably
but it's just
topless.
Her face.
Yeah, but I think I've seen plenty of friends who have kids' pictures in the tub, and there's nothing wrong with it.
You know, I'll give you your tub thing, but running around bare ass naked in the backyard. I don't want to see pictures of your kid running around bare ass naked in the yard.
I probably posted that too.
Yeah. Not where you're going with it?
Yeah.
You don't want to see it? I thought you were going to suggest that, like, maybe other people were stealing these pictures for nefarious purposes.
Facebook, you can control who gets to see those.
That's true.
But people, sure.
But here's the thing. I don't want to see those. You know?
Why?
Because it's just...
They're naked kids.
I understand that, but
baby bottoms are adorable.
Yeah, but not everybody wants to see your baby bottoms.
Well, nobody wants to see any... I mean, there's a lot of things that fall into the nobody wants to see that category. But
Sports?
They're just kids.
People's food they're eating. No, I'm not
people's
blaming,
injuries. We talked
not,
about that.
I'm not blaming the kids.
In real life, Mignon's thing is like epically, and there's worse pictures that didn't even make Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Our friend Mignon has stitches for everybody who
she
doesn't
got a
know
gnarly,
her.
Awesome, gnarly, icky paintball injury.
Yeah, she fell down.
And it's badass.
It is. It's very bad. And I was sitting outside the Sacramento Comedy Spot with Brian when she came over, and our friend Corky was there too, eating what was it, pasta salad from a large bowl with a serving.
That's not good spoon. At all.
It was weird. Anyway, yeah, you had to be there.
Okay.
And so Brian's like, I have gnarlier pictures, and he's like, you want to see? And Corky goes, yeah, I'll see. And I'm like, I'm going to wait and see Corky's reaction before I decide if I want to see.
They're smart.
And his reaction was not one where I went, you know what? I want to see that.
Yeah.
It just wasn't.
Did it enhance his food?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think nothing was stopping him from the food. But she had described how you could like see up into the wound.
Ew.
And there was like stuff hanging out of it.
Stop.
Gross.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mignon. I can't even hear about your wound and you lived it.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. I hope that you heal up super soon.
But yeah, so that was a weird thing. The other thing I want to complain about is Lexus SUV drivers. Have you encountered these a-holes?
Is that it? You just are making a request not to see any more babies running around the back air pictures? Because it's going to be a bad season for that. It's hot now. My kid was literally running outside topless yesterday through a sprinkler.
And I don't care if your kid's running around topless in your backyard, but don't put it on the internet. That's all I'm saying.
Why? It's like, I mean, it's the
because
same
it's
picture.
Child pornography, if you'd really like the Ooh. Legal definition.
No, it's
yes, it
no,
is.
It's yes, not child pornography.
Yes,
Nope. Mm. All naked images of humans are not pornographic.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
She might.
You don't know that.
She might.
No, it's not. And that's, you know, one of the problems with, one of the things that's wrong with society today. Is this notion, you know, we have sexualized our kids to the point where, you know, we treat them as sexual objects from the time when they're born. There is nothing wrong or pornographic, nor is it child porn to see a naked prepubescent child. And some people can present images in that way. You can sexualize the image, but just a, you know, little naked person running through the sprinkler is not child porn.
I'm not sexualizing the image. I'm saying I don't want to see it. Like my cat walks around with his tail up and you can see his anus. There's nothing sexual about that, but I don't want to put a close up of my cat's a-hole on the Facebook.
But you are sexualizing, otherwise you wouldn't have a problem with it.
No, I'm not. I just don't want to see naked kids roaming around any more than I want to see old people sunbathing.
It just seems like a very arbitrary thing to start with the show with.
No.
Weird.
Oh.
No.
Wait.
No.
I don't.
That's... No.
Exactly.
When I'm an old person, I'm going to sunbathe.
In Nate's yard.
And everybody can like it or not. I don't care.
I'll post pictures on Facebook.
Because that's the time to sunbathe. Because now it's like, oh, don't sunbathe because you'll get wrinkles. But eventually, you'll just be wrinkled. And then it'll be like,
yeah, the skin cancer won't matter. You know, you can go ahead and get the melanomas all you want.
Well, I seriously love laying in the sun. I do not care about being tan. I will like slather myself in crazy sunblock from head to toe and not get any browner. But I just love that like warm sun feeling. So
yeah.
I want that even when I'm an old person, and I don't care if people don't like my bikini body.
And little children like that warm feeling too. That's
they do.
Gross.
I have no problems with pictures of little kids running around or little kids.
Okay,
running
I'm
around.
The only one.
Put, you're the put naked only
pictures
one.
On, put naked pictures of your kids everywhere. Put them on big fucking billboards for everybody to see. It'll be awesome. Everybody just naked baby ass all over as
there,
far as the eye can see.
There are billboards with naked baby asses.
I would much like, rather see
as far as the eye can see. That's all
I
want.
Can think of is the copper tone kid.
And make some in Spanish, too, so that they understand that they're looking at naked baby ass.
Glad because, okay, see.
I would rather look at naked baby ass than pictures of models that are going to make me feel really bad about how I look, which is what I see on a lot of things. Like those stupid liposuction billboards that you have to drive past like five times a day.
Those are cartoonishly bad.
Yeah, but every single time they're like, does your stomach look like this? It's wrong. It should look like this.
Nobody's stomach looks like either one of those things.
I know, but I hate looking at that thing.
I worry that the naked baby pictures make other babies feel bad about the way they look.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
That's all I'm saying.
Ted got the point of this whole discussion.
I'm glad somebody was listening.
You're not being heard, Nate. That's the problem.
Yeah. The other thing that pissed me off this week, and this is an ongoing problem, Lexus SUV drivers. And I have a theory. They're all terrible. Yeah. If you're driving a Lexus SUV, I don't care if you go to church. I don't care who you are. You're awful.
Why? I'm not sure I could even identify a Lexus SUV. What is it that is it worse than a regular SUV?
It's a car that's driving poorly, apparently.
Yeah, it's driving horribly, and I think I figured it out. I think I figured out why. They've all got the really comfy leather chairs and everything. It's got all the amenities in the air and super comfortable inside. So you feel like you're sitting in your own Lazy Boy, except you're on the freeway cutting people off, going really slow in a middle lane. And, you have every amenity known to man except for a fucking turn signal.
Oh,
because
yeah.
No one knows when you're changing lanes because you can't be bothered with that. Because you, sir, are enjoying your expensive coffee in your coffee mug that you're drinking with such an aplomb and a distinguished gesture that I can see you from two lanes away, that you are raising your coffee mug. It was cartoonish what this dick was doing. And he was doing it at like 55 miles an hour on the freeway, where the speed limit's 65, and he's in a middle lane. And he's just one of them. But they're everywhere. And but Mark, just start noticing. Start looking around. When you see someone driving like an asshole, they're in an SUV, it's probably a Lexus.
Ooh.
That's all I'm saying.
My friend has a similar theory about Volvo drivers. And her theory is because it's a super safe car, then all the really bad drivers buy it so they can continue to be really bad drivers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
So
that's a fair assessment. Mm. But, I mean, there's a lot of bad drivers around here. But, I mean, this guy, I was just like, stop, dude. It was the way he was drinking his coffee. It was just like, I'm sitting in my kingdom and I don't care about anybody around me. Seriously, if I didn't like my car, I would have run him off the road just to watch it explode. I was that angry at this guy, and I was running late for work. But either way, so it's time now for our newest feature on the show. Who's Amanda Bynes calling ugly?
Oh, it could be so many people.
Hope it's not me.
It's not.
Yay.
She says, I ignored Lance Bass on Twitter, and now he's saying I have a mental illness. Sorry you're an ugly ex-boy band member with no talent or career.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
I think it's
but
telling.
But he's got all his own hair.
It's telling that, like, her most common insult is ugly.
You ugly.
And she also expresses a lot of concern about her own appearance and whether her nose is okay and whether her hair is okay. And, I mean, I think
that's called projecting.
Yeah, I think she's really, really afraid about.
Yeah, well,
her
you
own
two are
looks.
Just ugly. Yeah, there you go. See, that's how it works.
If I wanted to be called ugly, I would get a Twitter account.
I don't tweet
have
Amanda
one.
Bynes.
Amanda, what do you think of how I look? Am I hot?
You know, what's really funny is Danny Bonaducci tweeted her.
That was a complete
when Danny Bonaducci is going to tell you get help, you are in trouble.
No, he didn't. He said, you're probably going to think something along the lines, tell me I'm ugly. And she tweeted back, no, you're not ugly at all. And it's like this weird thing. They like instantly made friends. She is very, you never know what you're going to get back from her.
Wait.
Because if you offer, here's the thing. If you offer Amanda Bynes kindness, she hits you back with ugly. If you offer Amanda Bynes, hey, call me ugly. She's like, oh, man, I wouldn't do that. That would hurt your feelings.
Wait, he just tweeted her and said, you're going to call me ugly?
Yeah, something along those lines.
That's how he initiated the exchange. Hey, Ananda, going to call me ugly?
No.
Correct.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it's Twitter.
Maybe we should. Amanda Bynes. She could be a one woman, hot or not. Like, people could just tweet her with a picture and be like,
you know what's
ugly, not ugly?
That's
and
a good idea.
Oh, people do that all the time. And what's really weird is she has a lot of really loyal followers who are super, super into Amanda Bynes. And they are basically just enabling this horrible behavior. Because you can go on there and somebody will say something and she'll attack somebody. And then if you expand it out, there's like four or five posts with other people like joining in and piling on. It's very strange. It's a weird sort of spiral into oddness that is sort of unprecedented for Twitter. I mean, we've seen a little bit of that, but never quite like this.
It's like a constant chorus of leave Britney alone, but like leave Amanda alone. Like,
yeah, except for Britney wasn't necessarily lashing out at people.
Yeah, but it was pre-Twitter. She might have been.
Yeah, she might have been. You don't know. So I decided to do something a little different for the show because we're trying to spice stuff up, do things, you know.
Ooh. Yeah.
We've been together a little while. You need to spice stuff up.
Right.
We're sorry if we're too vanilla, listeners.
Yeah.
You didn't bring a mannequin into the mix, did you?
No.
Oh, or good. A humannequin.
But thank you.
Speaking
call
you.
Back.
Oh, wait.
Speaking of Danny Bonaducci, I was listening to his show on Friday, and they did this thing that I thought was kind of cool, so I stole it, because that's what you do in radio. You steal things.
Is he on the radio still?
He is. He's on the morning show KZOK in Seattle.
Oh, your cat is flashing some cat butt.
There you go.
Post it on Facebook.
Yeah, put it on Facebook.
Yeah, on the Nate Darling Show Facebook.
Put his cat a-hole on Facebook. There you go. That'll make everything better.
It's so hot.
And a picture of a naked child.
Yeah. So basically the question is, who would you tour with? If you could go out on tour for the summer with any band, who would you tour with? You know, it's kind of a cool little question, you know, because It can be anybody. It's just kind of want to know, who would you tour with if you could tour with any band? Becca, who would you go out on tour with and why?
Well, you know my choice is the Beastie Boys. And, ooh, nice. And I told Ted I was worried about this segment because I think I've overthought it. Like, I have many solid reasons why this would be the band to go on tour with.
You overthinking something? That's not the Becca I know.
She did her homework.
Here are something. I didn't even have to do homework. That's the thing. Credit. This is all just in my head. So, okay, number one, I've seen the Beastie Boys probably 5 or 6 times, and they are, like, the most dancin'est shows. I have so much fun. I dance my butt off. It is the best time. Secondly, they are the most fun band to sing along with. Like, whenever I do karaoke, it's pretty much always the Beastie Boys, and I love their lyrics. So there's the dancing, there's the lyrical wordplay. Then, sadly, Adam Yauch died, you know, within the last year, and so they're never going to tour again. So since you gave us this fantasy option of bringing them back, you know, there's sort of this memorial idea of how great would it be to see them again. And then... also, like, I'm not that much of, like, a rock star party person. Like, you said we have to tour with them the whole summer and kind of, like, be in this situation. So, like, you know, Adam Yauch is Buddhist. He meditates in the morning. Mike D's into juicing. Like, it would be, like, this healthy kind of...
steroids.
...vibe. No, not juicing like that. Like, you know, green juice.
No.
And then all three of them are married to, like, really awesome women. Adam Yauch is married to a Tibetan rights activist. Mike D is married to a Hollywood director. Adam Horovitz is married to Kathleen Hanna, who is the lead singer of Bikini Kill and Le Tigre. And, I mean, these are, like, very interesting, awesome feminist culture shapers. And so I just feel like the whole tour vibe would be so interesting and productive and super fun and also healthy. And plus, I just missed them, and I cried like a baby, like Nancy Kerrigan, when Adam Yauch died. So that would be awesome.
Yeah. By the way, if you're listening to the show and you'd like to sort of participate in this, go to our Facebook page and let us know who you'd like to tour with. You just go ahead and write it on there, and we'll share some of those.
You don't have to have as many reasons as I did. I know that was like a novel. I hope you're all still listening.
You're hosting a show. You're not a listener. I just need to... yeah.
That's why they pay the big bucks to listen to you talk.
Yeah, exactly. That's why. Little bonus here.
Oh, a fun little Beastie Boys anecdote. The first time that I ever saw them was this era, this License to Ill tour. My father took me. I was in sixth grade. They had girls dancing in go-go cages, and, you know, it was all the full-on just boy
shenanigans. That's why you like the go-go dance outfits from the race. It all comes together now.
And my dad was not impressed at all. Like, he was like, what did we come to? And, yeah, and then Run DMC was on afterwards, and it was an awesome show, but my dad was kind of like, I get to pick the next concert.
Yeah, there's a parody song of this called Squirrels, which I don't know if you've heard or
That's like my favorite. Love it.
I want to hear that.
Let me see if I can find squirrels. That for you. I'm not sure if this is the right one.
Squirrels.
A great song.
Squirrels.
This is not it.
No. That's like the cover. The funky lounge cover of Squirrels.
There's a ton.
There you go.
This is not the exact one I'm familiar with, but it's a version of it.
Come on, sing it, boys.
Squirrels, all we really are is squirrels. We're cute and harmless, we are squirrels.
Except for the bubonic plague.
Peace-loving herbivores, we're squirrels. We like to gather nuts.
It's ridiculous.
But people splatter our guts.
It's too soon, man.
When you're on a country drive, it isn't easy to survive.
All right, so that's for that.
Fantastic.
So, Ted.
Ah, well,
turn
that's
to
a
you.
Splendid segue. Speaking of parodies, I don't know if I should embarrass, but I put Weird Al on my list. I think Weird Al is actually the performer I've actually seen the most times in concert, and I'm really impressed by Weird Al as I think his lyrics are hilarious. I think he's a really talented musician. I think it's easy to overlook that because he does a great job
of doing a lot of different covers of a lot of different songs in his own style, and he just does a great job with it. He's a funny guy. He's a nice. I think he's a nice guy. He's a really smart guy. He's. When I was little, I wanted to do parodies, and that's something I guess I would aspire to do, and I could like hang out with him and see how he does it. He's a vegan, I found out too, with after the fact. So I was trying to do research after Becca had all the reasons she wanted to hang out with Weird Al. And like Becca, I'm not a big party guy, so I imagine hanging out with Weird Al would not be to the break of dawn with groupies and drugs and crazy stuff like that.
Well, not now.
No, I don't think back in the day he was a crazy party guy. He's just fun. He puts on a really good multimedia show. He's just a clever, creative, smart, fun guy. He's written a couple children's books recently. I don't know. He just impresses me. He's a nice guy. He posed with me and Becca holding a banana to his ear after a concert recently.
Oh, yeah. I remember that picture.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to see him again. He's going to be July 14th at the California State Fair, and we will be there.
Yeah, I saw.
Which is, I should mention... Sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
2 days after, Critical Hit does Comic-Con, which will also feature some fabulous parody music.
Ooh.
That we're still in the process of writing, but I believe it's going to be, I don't want to oversell it, hope it's going to be ready. Maybe this will keep us accountable. The premiere of Trek Side Story, the epic musical showdown between the original Star Trek and the Trek reboot.
All right.
Which will be right up Ted's alley.
That's yeah. Right.
I did.
Exciting. July 12th. Mark your calendars.
The only time I got to see Weird Al live was actually with you, Ted.
That's right. Yeah.
It was me and Ted and our ex-wives. It was great.
Weird Al broke us apart,
true,
I think.
True story.
Wow. Yeah, that's right.
But well, you and Ted are still together.
Yeah,
and going
Ted and I
strong.
Are still together.
That's important.
And you and I went and saw Weird Al last year, and we're still good.
That's true. Yeah. And yeah, we know.
Well, we can all go to the state fair and see him if you want.
Yeah, what day of the week is that, by the way?
It's going to be a Sunday. Because the 12th is our Critical Hit show.
Yeah, so come on out, y'all. See Weird Al.
Yeah, I think I might just do that.
It's a great show. Seriously, he's fun.
So, Christiana, who was your choice? Who would you want to tour with for the summer?
You know, I said, and it's kind of like predictable, and now I think it just makes me, yeah, there we go. That's not the track I would have picked.
Well,
I would have, can you cue up some number 42? That's really my jam.
Number 42?
Yeah, it's a song called Number 42.
Okay,
this is Dave Matthews Band, because it's just very like summertime to me, lay in the grass and just chill. And I'm a pretty square person, but in my fantasy life, it would like my fantasy life where I don't have a professional day job or a kid or anything else to worry about, I would just tour and live the Dave Matthews lifestyle with all of the herbal supplementation that it would involve. And ooh. I bet it would be amazing. Because they jam, like when they sing a song live in concert, it goes on for like 55 minutes. I'm not sure how many songs they actually play.
That sounds awesome.
Just two.
But I've seen them play a couple times, and the first time they actually came to play a show at my college in a place called Bridges Auditorium. Which is not a huge venue. I mean, I don't know how many people it holds, but it's pretty small. It's not like stadium or anything. And because I was on the student government, we all got really good seats up front. So I was in like the third row. It was the Dave and Tim tour when it was just the two of them and guitars on the stage. And before then, I'd been like, I mean, I heard their stuff on the radio, whatever. But came out of that shit like just a true believer. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because the whole week before and like a month after walking up and down any of the quads on campus, it was just Dave Matthews albums at various points, like pouring out of open dorm doors because everybody listened to it. And so I don't know. I think I would tour with them. I don't know if it'd be good or not, but they have like a million people in the band, so I could probably blend in and play like the triangle or the cowbell or something. and no one would know.
And you could dump like raw sewage on tour boats in Chicago. That's a good time.
Did they do that?
Yeah, they did that.
Oops.
Says that. I fully.
But this song, there's a part of the song where he sort of wails. It comes in during the first minute of the song where some people have favorite songs. I have favorite song like moments or notes, and this is definitely like my top three. It's probably number three on the list. But there's just a part of it where he just does this thing, and it's just like wow. Anything he asked me to do in that moment, I would do for him. He sang me that note.
You do. I know you're a big fan and all. The song's actually number 41, not number
41. Oh, shoot. Well, 42 is usually the answer to everything. Shit.
Oh, so nice try there.
I fully contend that no guys actually like the Dave Matthews Band. They just pretend to like them so they can get laid.
Oh, that is completely not true.
Uh-huh.
That is not completely true. Or, wait, other way around.
Uh-huh.
Because the only times I've seen the Dave Matthews Band is when guys have been like, you have to come see the Dave Matthews Band. And I was pretending that I liked them to get laid.
Oh!
So basically, what you're saying, you're reinforcing my point, but in a different way, that the only reason to like the Dave Matthews Band is to get laid.
Yeah, no couples like them. It's only one person.
Do you like? You don't like them, honey?
Right there.
You're not a fan?
Oh.
Oh.
I don't want to say anything contentious. They're fine.
Oh.
Yeah, so either way.
By the way, the other two moments of songs, because I think it's important to mention, is there's a song by Electric Light Orchestra featured in the soundtrack for Xanadu, the movie, which is one of my favorites that I own both on VHS and DVD.
Oh.
Part of the only collection where I do that, Crossroads, the Britney Spears film debut. But there's a song on there called Don't Walk Away that in the film is a montage of live action and cartoon, which is epically awesome, and part of that era of movies had to have an animated part. But there's a little moment in there where that guy also wails a note that's amazing. And the number one on that list is when the bass and full like orchestra kicks in on Wonderwall by Oasis. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, my favorite is when Def Leppard says, Unter Glieben, Glauben, Globen.
Fantastic.
I remember Robert Berry, the local comedian here who runs the website Retro Crush, a while back he solicited reader feedback from all over, and I don't want to miss. Christiana's got her hand up like. Okay, there it was.
Whoa, thanks for that. That was really good for me.
So Robert Berry did a list of the best song moments of all time, and people voted. And I think the number one was that Phil Collins, like, in the air tonight when the drums come in. Like,
Yeah. That is a good part, too.
Yeah, that's great.
Nate, tell us about yours.
Well, I think this will surprise you a little bit, because if I had a tour with any band, it would be this hair band from around in the late 80s, a little bit of a party band. I saw them live. It's Winger, because I want to hear this song. It's called 17. I want to hear it every night over and over again. I'm kidding.
I was going to say, this is surprising me. It seems unlikely.
It is. I was just fucking around. If I were going to tour with any band, I would tour with The Who.
The Who?
Ooh.
Because The Who is fucking awesome. First of all, The Who knows how to party like no other band in history.
True.
Second of all, The Who is so old that they're only going to party for so long so that they're not going to be there. I'm going to outlast The Who, is what I'm saying. And what I'm going to be left with? A bunch of chicks who are all horny for The Who.
Ah.
We can turn on the Dave Matthews Band and get them going.
Well, okay, maybe.
Maybe not.
And
just kidding.
The Who have such a great catalog of songs you don't hear all the time, like this one. This is The Seeker. I mean, everybody's familiar with them from the from the CSI shows. We're just like those three. It's like, oh yeah, I know that song. Oh, that's The Who. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
I got nothing when it comes to like The Who, Stones, Led Zeppelin, all those like really iconic bands. I'm like, yeah.
Oh,
I
man.
Could name a song. Which one's the one that sings Wild Horses? Because I really like that song.
Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
All of that catalog of all of those acts is burned into my brain since infancy. I know all those bands by heart.
Yeah.
The Who is a good choice, and I was actually going to ask you which era, and I thought you might go an earlier era, but I understand your reasoning for going now.
Yeah, you know what? I would love going with The Who anytime, because I don't think you can go wrong, because they're just freaking awesome.
And do they still smash their instruments?
You know, I don't know. They might. But I know Pete Townsend doesn't windmill anymore. Someone asked him like 25 years ago why he doesn't windmill anymore. And he said, because I cut up my fucking fingers.
Oh.
What does that mean? What is a windmill?
It's when you take your arm and you, like Beck is doing, you swing it around to hit the notes. Yeah, if you see Classic Who,
gotcha.
He windmills the arm around to play.
I think a thimble would have fixed that.
Yeah, but you can't play that way.
Cymbals aren't rock and roll.
Yeah. So that's a secret.
That's my new Kickstarter product, then.
thimbles for guitarists?
Rock thimbles.
Rock thimbles.
Shit. That's a good
sounds
idea.
So
TM, copyright mine.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Here's another Who song that is you don't hear all the time, but is really, really cool. It's called Love Ain't For Keeping. So they run the gamut from, you know, all sorts of songs. I mean, that's like a great song. I mean, I would love to just drive along with my lady listening to this song, every now and then glance over for a meaningful look, that Ooh. Sort of thing, if I had one. But it's one of those things. So, yeah, my band would be The Who.
Woo-hoo. Nice.
Cool.
So nice. Thanks, Danny Bonaducci. We've stolen your idea.
And you're not ugly.
No. No, you're not.
He's weathered. We'll just say weathered. He's
handsomely weathered.
He is weathered.
Like a fine
Nobody's
home.
I used to like him when he did the... He used to do morning drive time in L.A.
Yeah, he was on the Adam Carolla show for 1 year, and that didn't work out so
Adam
well.
Adam Carolla also used to do morning drive time in L.A.
Yeah.
I've known all these people from way back when. I feel like they're family.
Nah.
But yeah, it was weird with him and Carolla because it was like two guys that are like alpha control everything sort of guys. That doesn't really work that well when you put two people who need to be in control in the same situation.
Yeah, like an Adam and a Dr. Drew. Like Dr. Drew's definitely the beta, right? But
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we go now to Nashville, Tennessee, back to the newsy portion of a show, where having sex with eight partners is the equivalent of drinking a whole classroom spit. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Science.
Sort of. A conservative group's speaker gave a sex talk at a local high school, and it's getting questioned. Let's take a listen to a little bit of that.
No.
are you willing that it not work?
No.
Is that what
science.
You're trying to do?
No,
it is. It's good science.
Are you questioning science?
Ugh.
Well,
it hurts me.
Science.
Oh, it hurt me a little bit too, but it gets easier every time.
The truth hurts.
That's not how that works.
No, it is just.
We're asking, what's the big deal about sex? Okay, what's the big deal? Why is it important to me to note this?
Let's talk about this. Sex.
Well, out of those who choose to be sexually active,
well, this is
at
going
this
well.
Age, one out of every four.
The internet is
one
striking
out of every four
her
will
down.
Contract a sexually transmitted disease.
Probably true. Usually well, HPV.
I take a cup and I were to spit it.
All right, so there's four of us in this room. Which one of you has the sexually transmitted disease?
Well, there's
probably
two cats.
Somebody here has HPV.
To a cup and I were handed this.
Everybody has
here.
HPV.
Tierra's going to take it. She's going to spit into it. She's going to pass it around the room, and everybody's going to take a chance spitting it. We're handed this young lady back here. What's your name? Lizzie's going to drink out of that cup. What would y'all think about that?
That seems like a public health problem. That exercise.
So this, she's speaking metaphorically. She's just trying to make a point that
nobody wants your sloppy seconds.
Sex is bad. Okay.
Basically, that's
what
it is.
Once you get married, the act of putting the ring on your finger magically makes you impervious to any sexually transmitted diseases. In fact, you don't even have to get tested with your new husband, because I'm sure you both saved yourself perfect, and he can never give anything bad to you. So don't get the HPV vaccine for girls, okay?
Yeah, she hasn't seen Mad Men.
Science.
She said, ladies, that's especially important for you because many of those STDs will leave you infertile. You can no longer have children later on in life. Condoms break. Birth control pills aren't 100% effective.
It's our careers that are going to make us infertile later than life. Come on, lady. Get it right.
If a girl becomes a single mom to a boy, this lady says, who's going to do all the things that men like to do with men? Hunting, fishing, playing ball, all those things that teach him how to be a man and setting those boundaries.
This was at a school?
Yes.
A public school.
High school.
The thing that kills me about this kind of sex education is that there are so many specific...
the bad signs and the health risk?
Well, yeah, that. But I mean, there are meticulous laws about all of the factual information we are not allowed to say to kids. But you can just say any fool thing you want to and call yourself an expert and get hired in these schools and just make up stuff off the top of your head that is crazy sounding. Right?
Yep.
Well, and how come there is no law about...
Where's the yes button?
I can kind of understand, like... I don't understand it, but at least, like, if you're going to be like, well, it's abstinence or we can't mention sex, like, how come you can mention all these, like, kind of crazy non-scenarios and phantom diseases?
I just hate this idea that all of these things, like, the health aspects of it, as long as you don't have sex... You never have to worry or be concerned about this stuff again. Like getting married means you won't have a risk of any of this stuff happening to you. It gives these kids such an unhealthy thing. Even if they are going to be, hey, if you want to be absent till marriage, that's awesome. It sure will save you some like headache and heartache probably.
Mm-hmm. Condom budget. Yeah.
all that. You don't have to worry about a lot of stuff and it's great. And I think it's great to save yourself, you know. That's fantastic. But you really risk giving all these kids incredible complexes. Like, how are you supposed to have fun with sex when you do get married if all you heard in your formative years was that this shit is going to kill you?
Yeah. And she
suddenly it's okay later?
What really amazed me is when she said this.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yikes.
Oh,
she's not my favorite.
That escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It did.
Killed the guy.
It did. Let's go to the city by the bay, the city that songs are written about, where a 34-year-old man was arrested for allegedly rubbing one out at the Muni bus stop in Presidio Heights.
That's not the one I would have guessed. You send me something on the 19 polka, I think that's just an average day.
Polka.
At around 9 a.m. Wednesday, officers received a report of a gentleman exposing himself near California Street and Commonwealth Avenue outside the California Pacific Medical Center's California campus.
I'm sorry, 9 a.m.?
Oh. Yes, 9 a.m.
Who's dropping one out at 9 a.m. on the bus stop? Come on, that's a late night activity.
See, that's not, that's...
How dare you?
That's like Presidio Heights adjacent. I don't really call that.
Listen, there's no clock on your penis. It can work anytime.
No, in public, though. Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. An outdoor...
You do it in public after dark.
But if you're homeless, isn't outside your home?
Okay, fair enough. I know he's homeless, sorry.
At first, the guy was spotted pleasuring himself outside the hospital. An eyewitness asked him to leave, prompting the horny man of questionable mental health to then head to a nearby bus shelter and continue the masturbation session. Officers moved in to arrest him on suspicion of indecent exposure and several outstanding warrants. So he might have thought he was inside if he was in the bus shelter.
Nothing good ever comes of a Muni bus shelter. Like, I've only ever seen terrible things. Terrible things go down there. Just really bad. That used to be, yep. Leaving, like, trying to go anywhere on a Sunday morning, leaving the Tenderloin. Every shelter I passed had a person passed out in a pile of some kind of bodily fluid, barf, pee, poop. I don't even know, but they're
happy,
scary.
Happy,
yeah.
Happy.
That's how they were the night before.
I just had to.
What is that one from?
That's from Zoolander.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was a good sort of palate cleanser, so to speak. sorry.
Mm-hmm.
News from the Central Valley here in California made it all the way to England for this. Burger King robbery was foiled when employee spotted the getaway car and drove it away. It happened in Stockton.
Stockton.
Armed robbers raided a Burger King restaurant were foiled when an employee looked outside, saw their getaway car running, and drove it away. The two men fled across a field, chased by police. They burst into the fast food outlet, waving guns and demanding cash from the register. One member of the staff then slipped out the back door to raise an alarm. He saw the car with the engine running and drove it around the corner out of sight. A telephone caller to the local radio station said, "I think they should be on America's Dumbest Criminals." Police later arrested the suspects, Jeremy Lovett, 23, and Gabriel Gonzalez, 19.
So they had guns, and the dude drove their getaway car away?
Well, they left the car running
outside.
I understand.
That's pretty ballsy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they're inside robbing the place. He just got outside to try and find help. And
I understand what happened.
Figured, hey, why not?
I think the lesson here is you need a getaway driver.
Yes.
Not just the car, but a driver.
Or don't rob places. One of those two.
Oh, right. There's that.
Yeah, that.
Either one.
Yeah, any of those things will do.
The Nate Darling Show. Cool or tool?
Whoa. All right, real quick. Cool or tool. Comparing sex to other bodily functions to make your retarded point. Christiana.
I think using the word retarded is Tool, and I think that the underlying story is Tool also. Oh, zing.
Ted?
Wow. Everything that Christiana said, I will disagree with. Tool.
Retarded. You disagree with her?
No, I agree. Tool.
Okay.
You said you just disagreed, and then agreed.
Sorry, I had a I'm sorry.
Ted was distracted by his delicious Coca-Cola beverage.
Becca, what do you say?
Well, since you worded it in such neutral language, it's really hard to decide that I'm going to go with Tool.
Yeah. Sorry, I was my show. I'm going to skew it any way I want. Tool. Up next in Cooler Tool, Muni. Ted.
Muni. Oh, Muni. Muni bothers me. I'm torn. I used to take Muni. It's useful for getting around the city, but there's gross people and... barely cool because it does a service for the PL San Francisco.
Becca.
I've never been on a Muni, so I feel I'm prepared to answer this question. So I'll go with cool also because I'm generally pro mass transit.
Christiana.
Muni rail cool, specifically the N Judah. Muni bus. Woo! It's tending towards toolnish.
Yeah, Muni, you know, you try hard, but you fail every time because you're a tool.
Nah!
Sorry. And finally, Burger King. Becca.
Just the restaurant Burger King?
Yes.
Going with Tool.
Okay. Ted?
I absolutely have to agree. Tool.
I never liked any of the food there, so Tool.
Burger King is cool. Where else would you think they would take chicken and make them into fries? Chicken fries. It's cool.
Kentucky Fried Chicken?
If I could
no,
buy
they don't
those
make chicken
products,
fries.
If I could buy those chicken fries through Amazon.com via the Nate Darling Show, then I would eat them. But since I can't, I won't.
I haven't had them in a long time, but it was just such a breakup from like chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets are boring, so I thought it was kind of a cool
so
thing.
So if your nugget rectangle stops being so tending towards square and just gets elongated, you're more happy about that.
You know what baffles me about McDonald's Chicken McNuggets, aside from the fact of what they're made of, which is sort of chicken, but not really, is how come most of them are shaped like this state of New Jersey?
They only have like four shapes.
Yeah, but one of them is the state of New Jersey. Is that to honor Chris Christie?
Nuggets have different shapes?
Yeah.
Yeah, the McDonald's nuggets just have a couple of set shapes, and they're all like...
Each a different organ from the chicken or something?
No, they're compressed meat product, you guys.
Yeah,
you can make them any shape.
Pureed.
Yeah, they're
paste.
Yeah, once you've seen the picture on the internet of what it looks like before they put it into the nuggets, I can't eat them anymore. Cannot do it.
Oh. Interesting.
It's weird to me that the pink slime was gross, but it was all sort of amorphous food product. But I mean, otherwise it's actual pieces of animal flesh, and that would be more disturbing to me than amorphous pink food. It looked kind of like a Slurpee.
No.
It was fine.
Do you think the chicken fries are not made of the pink slime?
In my mind.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I don't want to burst your...
Like I said, I haven't had them in a long time.
I know what you're having for lunch tomorrow.
slime fingers.
Yeah. We mentioned the Unholy Trinity to start the show. Delaware State Police are investing allegations of bestiality.
Oh.
Police arrested a woman on charges that she had sex with a dog inside her home west of Wilford. Her boyfriend was also arrested after he allegedly took photographs of the sex acts.
Oh, that's not a... Well, it's not a menage, but anyway.
Police say the...
Just got to put that out there.
Well, it's true. Technically, you're right. Police say the investigation began late last month after a concerned citizen tipped them off. Troopers arrested 24-year-old Samantha L. Galt on charges that she had sexual intercourse with a dog. Her 25-year-old boyfriend, James P. Crow, was also arrested. No relation to Crow T. Robot. Police say both have been charged with engaging in a sexual act with an animal and conspiracy. I don't know how that factors in, but they were released after posting bail. Galt hung up on a reporter when contacted at her home.
Yep.
Didn't want to talk to him. Can't imagine why not.
I think both the cats look disgusted right about now, in dogs and humanity.
I wonder what happened to the dog. Hopefully it's in a better place.
Not covered in...
Oh,
what,
I know.
Like a farm upstate? What are you saying?
Somewhere where it's not getting sexually abused.
Well, I mean, you hate to draw this distinction, but a male dog and a lady is a little different than if some dude were raping a dog. Maybe not psychologically for the dog. I don't know what sort of psychological trauma the dog would undergo at that point. But in terms of physical damage, I would imagine it would be less.
That
just saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had a mental image for a second of this going down.
Cat, that tickles.
No.
Cat, you got my toe.
Cat, it consent.
Cat.
What is going on?
Cat sniffing my toe and it tickles.
Oh, I see.
The cat got carried away with the story.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what this is.
No.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Oh, yeah. There we go. Sorry, Ted?
I'm done.
Ever seen a grown man naked?
Uh-huh. Oh, that was directed at me?
I don't know.
It's always time for an airplane.
Yeah, it's just sort of a palate cleanser.
Do you like movies about gladiators, Ted?
She knows all the lines.
Because we can get 300 at Netflix, Redbox on the way home.
And awesome. Nice.
No.
I don't speak jive either.
Excellent. So it's time now for a little game of what would you rather?
What would you rather?
What would you rather? And
not dog and, sex.
No. None of these are anything like that. I mean,
okay, good.
None of these are anything like that. But you do have to give me an answer and no overthinking it. It's one or the other.
What?
It's a hypothetical.
What would happen if I overthink it? Let me think about that for a little bit.
All right. First up, and what would you rather? Would you rather go all day? Now you have to run errands. Would you rather go all day without shoes or without a shirt? And before you ask, yes, you can wear a bra, just the overshirt.
Oh, me?
Yeah, anybody. You can start it off.
I would say go without shoes because I do that every single year for Tom's Day without shoes. So I've already done it several years in a row. So,
Ted?
I think
Ted?
For my own comfort and the comfort of the world around me, I would go shoeless. Thank you very much.
Christiana?
Shoes.
Going shoeless.
10 years ago, maybe shirt.
Ooh.
Shoes right now.
Yeah, I contemplated this a long time because think of how hot the pavement is and how hot it's going to be. Look, when it's 105 or more for 3 days in a row, how hot that pavement is.
Mm.
Still going to go for shoes. so we've had a quorum on that. All right, up next, would you rather live in a Motel 6 for a year or in an RV for a year?
Oh, wow.
Christiana.
RV. I'd love to tour the country in an RV.
Well, I didn't say you get to tour the country. I just say you get to live in an RV. But if you want to throw that in, you can.
Well, I mean, do I get to, like, drive it around and hook it up to, you know, the pump removal system and stuff?
Or yeah, yeah. You don't have sewage overflowing.
I'd still pick an RV, I think.
Okay. Ted, what would you do?
I got excited by the adventure aspect of the RV, because being stuck in a Motel 6 in the same place sounds bad, although I don't know where the place would be. But still, I like the RV idea.
Becca, what do you say? What do you think?
Oh, RV for sure. I have a love of Airstream trailers, and I always dream about going and parking one out in the desert, and that's where I'll write one of my novels this lifetime. So RV, that would be my writing retreat.
You know, I'm going to go a little bit different. I'm going to go with the Motel 6 because I think you'd meet a lot of very interesting people at the Continental Breakfast every morning. You know, just the prostitutes alone would be a very different sort of group of people.
You'll write a different book than Becca Willett.
Oh yeah! Oh, absolutely! Yeah.
Oh, the prostitutes I've met.
Yeah, so I would go with Motel 6, but it wouldn't be like a Motel 6 in Stockton. I think that goes without saying.
I don't want to assume anything.
Yeah. So now the final one. These have been pretty easy.
Yeah.
Would you rather share a small apartment with three others? Now I'm talking about a one bedroom with two sets of bunk beds. So there's four of you in a one bedroom apartment and one bathroom. Or would you rather not see any other people? And this whole thing goes on for a year. So complete solitude or a tiny one-bedroom apartment with four people.
Oh, my God.
Can you, like, do you have email?
Either or prison.
Yes. Other people?
Yeah, you can't FaceTime, but you can email, you can chat, you can do that sort of thing. But you do not actually see another person. You can watch TV, but you don't actually see another person, have a face-to-face conversation with them for a year. Christiana, what do you think?
I would probably. They both are forms of prison.
Yes, they are.
The whole
one of them's a lot like college too.
Right. I probably would go for the roommate thing. I don't think I would do very well being totally alone for a year.
Ted, what do you think?
It's a tough one, but I think I would be happier and not having anyone. I'd go solo.
Nice.
Hope that won't go crazy.
Becca.
I would do the solitude one, absolutely, also. Again, writer's retreat. And yeah, as long as I had email and I could, like, connect to people, yeah, that would be a choice.
As an only child, I'm torn because I don't mind being alone. It's a weird thing. When you're an only child, it's not as big. Because people who have, like, more than one, especially more than one sibling, are like, oh, I can't imagine being, but I mean, and everybody's different. But for the most part, that's been the reaction. You know, I've done before with roommates, and it does kind of suck, but I think I would rather do that than, I think I would find out more about the world around me that way than I would by myself. That would be my choice.
Well, you have the internet, right?
Yeah.
You have the internet. The world's out there on the internet, I'm pretty sure.
See, and here's the other problem with that. If you have that many roommates, finding a place to rub one out is going to be very hard. You're gonna look for any muni bus stop you can find.
Or the bathroom. Yeah, I have to use the top bunk, I guess.
So
wait, what?
No, you picked solitude. I'm saying
to rub one out, I guess. I'm just trying to think of places one could do that.
You're pretty much limited to the shower.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and you want to get one of those automatic shower cleaners if you're going to do that.
Right. You're glad we're planning this ahead, because there are four of us, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
Bunk beds.
Weird experiment.
I'll be living in my solitary retreat, and the three of you can enjoy...
It's an MTV show, for God's sake. This blew my mind. I don't know... I mean, I know drugs are bad, but...
Okay.
This Norristown woman, and I believe this is in... Virginia or Maryland, somewhere over there, was arrested early on a Sunday morning after police found her naked and on all fours along the 500 block of West Main Street. Police initially responded to an area at 12:18 a.m. for a report of a woman taking her clothes off. Upon arrival, police encountered 22-year-old Kristen DiGiorgio of Norristown, who was pulling grass from the yard while naked and all fours. Her initial response to police was to reportedly look up, grin widely, giggle, and continue to pull grass. After further requests from the police as to what she was doing, she stated, "Adam and Eve." The report.
At least she wasn't doing Adam and Steve. I mean, we can all agree that.
Yeah. The report states that she showed signs of being on wet, which is marijuana laced with PCP. So police called for an ambulance so she could be evaluated. Once inside the ambulance, she allegedly became combative, so police removed her from the ambulance and took her into custody. So once she became combative, they're like, nah, she's fine. a second woman identified as Alexis Chapman of Pottstown was confronted on the scene by police. She was in possession of DiGiorgio's clothing and handbag and would only smile and giggle when questioned. So, drugs are bad. Drugs are bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the only thing. I don't know what to do with that. I'm getting silly. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, thank God it's time for this. It's time for Florida Corner.
Ooh.
I know, that wasn't in Florida, but it close enough. And this is a double dose of ladies in Florida Corner, so what? First off, Natasha Meyer. She's a beacon of street justice, looking out for the everyday working stiff who puts their lives on the line by walking Florida streets and roads, teeming with dangerous, inconsiderate drivers. And when Natasha sees a driver not yielding to pedestrians, as is the law, they meet with a swift fist of her vigilante justice.
Oh.
You know what she does?
Punches their car?
Nope.
Oh. Literally.
She keys a drawing of a dick on that person's car.
That's bad. I mean, I don't like when people don't stop for pedestrians, but...
She took her vengeance out on a silver Kia SUV parked at a Publix parking lot. She approached the car, whipped out her keys, and began to key the Kia's passenger side so hard it exposed the bare metal underneath. Then she took to the SUV's hood and began to sketch a giant penis on it with keys. When she was done drawing a penis on some random stranger's car, she calmly walked into the Publix, where she asked the customer service person if she could borrow a Post-it note. She then wrote out a brief message and posted it on the SUV's windshield. "Hey, I keyed your car. You didn't stop for a pedestrian, as is law. Since no cop to enforce the ticket, this should cover the cost of your fine. Have a good day. P.S. Don't be a dick."
I don't think you can say don't be a dick after you do that to someone. Even though I agree with the sentiment.
Yeah.
Wow, that's ballsy.
Yeah, I see what you did there. It was captured on the supermarket surveillance cameras. The owner of the car, a 63-year-old woman who called 911 when she discovered her key had been treated like a passed-out frat bro after a college party. Damage was over $1,200. That's a little more expensive than the ticket for not stopping for a pedestrian. So, they went to her house. She admitted to the dong-sketching vigilante justice, arrested on a charge of criminal mischief. So,
mischief.
There you go. Another Florida woman, two longtime Florida women, their longtime friends, ended up in a Central Florida jail thanks to a bucket list that included stealing from a store. Police say 36-year-old Andrea Mobley and 38-year-old Jennifer Morrow face petty theft charges after stealing bathing suits and beef jerky during a shopping trip to Walmart. A loss prevention officer told police Mobley had been eating beef jerky in the store and Morrow concealed items inside her purse. They were detained after taking the items from the store without paying. The newspaper reports the women told police they hadn't seen each other in years and stealing from a retail store was on the bucket list.
Well, there you go. Put it on the bucket list.
The loss prevention officer told the newspaper they were, quote, just two stupid women doing something they'd never done before.
There you go.
Oh, no, Mobley. I'm sorry. The woman who was arrested said that they were just two stupid women doing something they've never done before, and she added that they are ashamed. So there you go.
Shame.
You don't have to shame them. They've shamed themselves.
The shame.
The shame. The shame. Oh, the shame. All right. So the mayor of Toronto, who has no shame, but apparently smokes crack, there was Gawker started a crowdsourcing fund at Indiegogo to raise $200,000 so that they could buy the video of the mayor of Toronto smoking crack. They met their goal.
Yay.
They surpassed their goal, actually. The only problem is they still can't locate the drug dealer who has the tape.
Yeah.
So this is still interesting.
Do anybody think, I'm wondering, like, do you think that the guy, what's his name? I just blanked. You just said it. I just blanked out.
Rob Ford.
Do you think he was like, I'll double it and just pay you directly to give me the tape? And
no, if it's Rob Ford, he probably had the guy erased.
Oh.
He's not a good guy at all. So, yeah.
What is Gawker going to do with $200,000?
Well, what they have promised to do is if they can't find the people to buy the tape, they are going to donate it to a Canadian nonprofit that addresses the consequences of substance abuse. They haven't decided which one yet. So it is going to go to charity. So people who donated to it, the money is going to a good cause. But it doesn't look like we're going to get to see the mayor of Toronto smoking crack.
Do you think the damage is done, though? Do you think everybody pretty much believes in that video?
You know what? It's weird because there's going to be a segment of the population that unless you see it, even the bottom line is there are people you can show them video of something. And they're like, oh, you can doctor video.
It's true. You can.
You can doctor video. I mean, you don't. It's not like that. And I mean, so they won't believe it even if they see it. I mean, there are some things that are just unbelievable. Like, for instance, I can't believe Ted doesn't love this song.
Why? Why? This is cruel and unusual punishment.
Hold on. Yeah, it's so happy, though. Ta-da-na.
Yeah.
There's a fine place where I'm going. Lots of things to do.
Lots of things to do.
Two.
And your best face you'll be showing.
Brand new.
The place you should go if you want to know.
For those of you who can't see right now, Christiana, Nate, and Becca are all like swaying their heads happily, and Ted has this like disturbed, furrowed brow.
Why are we listening to this?
Because.
Yeah, remember
which is
that
not
earthquake?
True.
Lying sack
which is not true.
He's
but
misrepresenting the city, and he's doing it badly. This. Why? He's still doing it.
You're right, Ted. Let's move on.
The Nate Darling Show.
Welcome to our little town.
Oh, wait.
Small town news.
Out of the frying pan into the fryer, Ted.
Is this Gordy Little?
No.
Okay. It's going to ask for a song to come back.
Gordy Little wrote about my favorite food of all time. He's not all bad.
Okay.
Which one was that? Popcorn?
Popcorn, not ketchup.
Not ketchup.
I remember the ketchup column also, but the popcorn one is the one I'm talking about.
No, this is the bane of your existence. It's Speak Out from the Press Republican.
Speak Out censors me weekly. Honestly, I didn't try this week though. So
yeah, it's hard to crack that code.
It is. Well, why won't you let me speak out? Speak out.
Well, we start out with this one. Vices. You can tell me to give up my guns, beer, fast food, and cigarettes till you're blue in the face. I'm keeping them because it's my God-given right.
What?
Signed, Ron Swanson.
This one's entitled Bike. Thanks to whoever stole my child's bike. I hope you enjoy it. She's heartbroken. You came in my yard and took it off my porch. Your mother must be so proud of you.
You know, the tone you read that in made it sound like she's not appreciative at all.
I know. That wasn't much of a thank you.
Maybe you should read it like she... Never mind.
This one's titled Threat. The biggest threat to our country is the gullibility of the people to the lies and deceit told by the powerful criminals that run everything.
I love that. I feel like you could be liberal or conservative and say that, and your idea of who the criminals are that run everything is like completely opposite.
Any conspiracy theory you have, it works.
Yes.
Please visit other parts of the world and see for yourself that our culture here is backwards. From customer service, communication skills, appearance, to education, we need to get our act together. This person is not popular in this town, just saying.
Nah.
This one's titled Slurs. The people who call rape victims sluts during a Take Back the Night rally are disgustingly vile human beings. It's obvious their parents failed them on many levels. Who does that?
Like, heckles a Take Back the Night rally? Yeah, that's pretty lame.
There's a Take Back the Night rally, and you're like, sluts! Sluts!
That's really sad.
Clever, clever boys.
Go back inside.
How do you know they weren't ladies, too? God, you're so sexist. This is titled Protest. Interesting to note that a professor made it mandatory to all her students go to a protest. Is there an implied threat of grades being affected?
That's okay. She didn't say which. I'm assuming if she didn't say which protest, it's...
Well, and,
you don't necessarily have to participate. You just have to go and observe it.
You could go as a cop if you needed to, beat some people. Whatever.
Go as a construction worker, an Indian.
Or just go and taunt the rape victims.
Sure.
That's why I would go to a protest.
Right?
Slut!
No. It's like
That's what it is. It wasn't the parents that failed the people in the other speak out item. It was the professor who told the people to go to a...
Right.
...protest.
That dog from the earlier story is also a slut, now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm. He was asking for it.
Sorry, so inappropriate.
The Department of Homeland Security is buying 1,000 rounds of ammunition more per employee than the U.S. Army. The purchases raise serious questions about waste and accountability. Do they?
They raise serious questions.
Sure.
Is this wasteful? Who is accountable? Those are the questions, right?
I guess.
Okay.
Very serious.
Seriously.
This one's titled Deposit. When you rent, you seldom get your deposit back. They find excuses not to give it back. When you move in, take pictures so when you leave, you can prove problems were already there.
I love like the people who write Speak Out, and it's sort of like, here's a general tip. Like, you know that they are burning up because like they just didn't get their deposit back, or like something just happened to them, but they're like, word to the wise, everyone. And I don't know. There's a lot of petty...
Yeah.
Personal problems underlying Speak Out.
Yeah. And finally, when are the voters going to rise up and revolt? The best way to stop the high crime rate and corruption in Albany is to have term limits for every elected position in this state. I don't think that's going to stop the crime problem.
But criminals are like, what? Yeah, they're like, politicians can only be in office for 2 years?
He got termed out?
I'm moving to Ohio.
He got termed out? I'm giving up this life of crime. Not going to do that anymore. That's another episode of the Nate Darling Show. We've made Ted angry. We've made Christiana angry. I think we made everybody angry, didn't we?
I don't know. I thought it was pretty calm, this episode.
Were you not paying attention in the first 5 minutes when I was yelling?
That was so long ago now.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, y'all have a great weekend. If you're in the Sacramento area or the Central Valley area, try and stay cool. 100, 500, 700, 5 for the weekend.
Don't forget to water your plants.
Do it early in the morning or late at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and don't overexert yourself.
And signal when you change lanes.
Check on old people. Oh. And if you drive a Lexus SUV, stay off the road, you dick.
Or Nate will key your car in the shape of a penis.
Yep.
Only metaphorically in my mind.
This show is Nate Speak Out.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, and I'm on it every week. Success!
That's right. So we're going to leave you with a rock song with bagpipes because I like it, and Yay. It's my show. So enjoy your weekend, everybody. It's some AC/DC. We'll see you next week.
Woo. Bye.
I will massacre you. I will fuck you up.